This is Amy Timmerman with Nebraska Extension and this week's Extension Update on KBRX. Is it the very hungry caterpillar or an army of fall armyworms? Fall armyworms have been causing significant damage to some alfalfa fields in southeastern Nebraska the past few weeks. Producers have watched a nice alfalfa field be nearly completely stripped of leaves in a matter of a few days by these pests, reducing their yield substantially. Fall armyworm caterpillars feed on a wide host of plants, and they do most of their feeding in the last 4 days of their larva development. Therefore, it is very important to be scouting fields regularly in the early morning and late afternoon when caterpillars are most active to spot these forage offenders when they are small. Once they are larger than 3/4 of an inch, they can do significant damage in a short amount of time. A population of 3 or more caterpillars per square foot is a reasonable treatment threshold. However, the use of insecticides is not recommended unless the majority of the caterpillars are less than 3/4 of an inch long. There are several insecticides labeled to control this pest in alfalfa. When considering a chemical treatment option, remember caterpillars 3/4 of an inch or longer are close to maturity and are tougher to control with an insecticide. In this case, cutting the alfalfa to reduce the damage might be the best management option. The fall armyworm does not overwinter here in Nebraska. In fact, their populations build up in the south during the summer and the moths fly north, reaching us in the late summer to early fall. Fall armyworm caterpillars vary in color from light tan, green to nearly black, with a darker head. Some key features of the fall armyworm are a predominantly white, inverted Y shape on its head and 4 spots in the shape of a square on the end of its abdomen. So be sure to get out and monitor your alfalfa fields, even in north central Nebraska. To go with this, I have also been receiving several phone calls about last cutting of alfalfa. Alfalfa, is it a yes or is it a no? When alfalfa is cut for the last time in the fall, it affects winter survival as well as the spring regrowth. As long as it is cut at the right time, the effects won't be bad. Alfalfa needs 500 growing degree days, or approximately 6 weeks of uninterrupted growth in the fall, to fully prepare for winter by building up nutrients in the roots. This typically means that the beginning of the 6 weeks of growth will be about 3 weeks before the first frost. The last cutting can either be before the winterization process or after. If cut during, it adds more stress to the alfalfa. During stressful years of alfalfa, such as drought, which we've experienced this year, insect and disease pressure, or more than 4 cuttings, the risk of poor spring growth increases. Newer stands, winter hardy varieties, and more disease resistant varieties can typically handle more plant stress. Another factor to consider is how badly alfalfa hay is needed. If drought has forced the hand to cut alfalfa in less than ideal times, the risk of cutting during the winterization process may outweigh the cost of buying expensive hay. Weather can also throw a wrench in our plans. To waiting until after the winterization process to cut hay again would be less risky. Any cutting of alfalfa is a stressful event for the plant. Minimizing additional stress by avoiding the winterization window will help with your winter survival and vigorous spring growth. This has been Amy Timmerman.